What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is offering to buy the rest of Twitter in a deal valuing the social media platform at more than $43 billion. Musk, who is the company's largest shareholder with a more than 9% stake, says he wants to take Twitter private to make the changes he thinks are needed to expand the business. Musk called his bid for the company his, quote, best and final offer. By late morning, Twitter shares were up 1.4%. Mortgage rates in the U.S. have hit 5% for the first time since 2011, according to Freddie Mac. That represents a sharp rise for the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which was at an all-time low just 15 months ago. Pricier mortgages appear to be cooling the market. The Mortgage Bankers Association says home loan applications were down 6% this week from a year earlier. And another batch of big bank earnings are out today. Goldman Sachs says profit fell 42% last quarter, partly due to a drop in fees generated by fewer companies going public in the volatile stock market. Meanwhile, Citigroup says profit fell 46%, dragged down by higher expenses and potential losses from its exposure to Russia. And Wells Fargo reports profit fell 21%. It says $1 billion it had stockpiled to cover potential losses during the pandemic helped limit its profit decline. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.